As you may have noticed, the publicly expressed hatred of Jews has grown and spread. Clandestine actions have become public acts of violence and vandalism. These attacks against Jews aren't limited to large cities either. We've seen them in rural areas as well as on many college campuses, where we at least believed that wisdom and education were the priorities. My next guest is here to review some of the recent neo-Nazi actions against Jews that have been perpetrated on college campuses, what's fueling these acts, and how college administrators are responding or maybe not responding to them. He is a best-selling author whose latest book is Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. He's also the founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, as well as Front Page Magazine. David Horowitz, thank you so much for being here today, sir.
Thank you. The college administrators are complicit in that they fund these Jew-hating movements like Students for Justice in Palestine. And actually, the whole campus left lines up with Students for Justice in Palestine. This is a Hamas operation, Hamas is a terrorist organization, which is sworn to destroy the Jewish state and eliminate Jews from the Middle East, in so many words. And the universities, they fund them. When I have put up posters protesting this, the university tears them down. It used to be the leftists tore them down, but now the universities do. The main sources of anti-Semitism and the scourge, this epidemic of anti-Semitism, are the Muslim Brotherhood. The number of Muslim Arabs who go on the internet and praise Hitler is mind-boggling. And, of course, Twitter allows it. But there's an organization called CanaryMission.org, which documents this. The whole purpose of Students for Justice in Palestine, which is a creature of the terrorist organization Hamas, it's funded by them, and the propaganda they conduct is Hamas propaganda. It starts with the lie that the Jews stole the land, stole Arab, or they say Palestinian, although there were no Palestinians in 1948. It was a nationality invented in 1964 by the dictator of Egypt, Nasser, and the KGB. All of this is easily documented. I mean, there's no excuse for people who don't go up on the internet and find out all this information.
Land
on Israel, which Israel was created, belonged to the Turks for 400 years previously as part of the Ottoman Empire. There was no national movement until it was Jews who they hate. Their prophet says to hate the Jews, to kill them, actually. There was no national movement for Palestine. But anyway, the land on which Israel was created is the same land on which Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, and Iraq were created, belonged to the Turkish Empire. Turks are not Arabs, let alone Palestinians. So it's a colossal, it's as big a lie as that Israel is an apartheid state. Israel is the only state, really, in the Middle East that's not an apartheid state.
It's actually a liberal democracy, but what you're telling us the facts of history, but you have people like Representative Tlaib, who comes out and says
she is a Muslim Brotherhood operative. She raises money for Hamas. She's a Hamas agent, is what she is. And it's a disgrace and a tragedy for our country that the Democratic Party allows a person like this, first of all, to run as a Democrat, and then to treat her with respect. She said that the Palestinians saved the Jews during the Second World War. On the contrary, their leader, Haji Amin al-Husseini, went to Berlin to raise an Arab Legion for Hitler. He was a Nazi. The Palestinian movement's origins are as a Nazi movement. And in fact, Hitler got the idea of exterminating the Jews from the Muslims. This is all well known. They were attacking Jews as Jews before there ever was an Israel. And this Husseini guy had plans he had drawn up to create an Auschwitz in the Middle East to exterminate the Jews And the only thing that stopped him was that Montgomery beat Rommel at the Battle of Al Alamein, and that stopped it. So you can't, to get a lie like that and to be comfortable with it, you have to be part of the terrorist movement, which he is. Every terrorist movement is violence in the service of a political agenda. So the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, that was the, they set the bombs. But Sinn Féin was the political party that carried out the political arm of the terrorists in the Middle East as Students for Justice in Palestine and all their allies, which unfortunately includes a bunch of nutcases called Jewish Voice for Peace. They're all serving the terrorist agenda. They do nothing except advance the terrorist political agenda, which is BDS, boycott, divest, and sanctions of Israel movement, which is designed to strangle the Jewish state. And the Democratic Party has just embraced these people. Omar is another one. It's just terrible.
Talking with David Horowitz, who is the founder of the David Horowitz Freedom Center, Front Page Magazine, best-selling author, whose latest Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. He also has a report, too, the top 10 neo-Nazi incidents on American campuses. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You state you present through your various platforms the history, but when you have contemporary voices such as the ones we're talking about here, how much of a catalyst are those voices of idiocy and compelling the action?
Genocidal lies that Israel stole the land from the Palestinians, which is a double lie because there was no Palestinians then, and they didn't steal it from the Arabs either. It was because the Ottoman Empire, the Turks, joined the wrong side in World War One, and England and France, the victors, divided up those territories. That's what happened. Actually, Israel was created by the UN. The second lie that Israel's an apartheid state, that is, and that Israel is oppressing. The war would stop if it wasn't for Iran and providing rockets to Hamas. This is an aggressive war against the Jews because they're Jews that's gone on since 1948. Israel was attacked the minute it was born. And that's because the Nazi Muslim Brotherhood leader, Hassan al-Banna, was saying you have to push the Jews into the sea. I mean, it's all there. It's not really very controversial. The other main source of anti-Semitism is the Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan. There's a terrible, blacks are beating up Jews it's all, you can see it on the internet in Brooklyn, Hasidic Jews. But Farrakhan is a Nazi himself. He went to Iran and chanted death to America with the Iranian mullahs. But the head of the Black Caucus in the Congress, a Democrat, James Clyburn, is a Farrakhanite. He loves Farrakhan. And Farrakhan was, hosted by them. And if you saw, tragic Aretha Franklin's funeral, there was this horrible person who called Jews, the synagogue of Satan, and has said all kinds of disgusting things about the Jews. He's a Nazi. And the Black Caucus has embraced him and the Democratic Party. Obama, there's pictures of Obama with him. Bill Clinton was sitting on the stage with Farrakhan at the, and then there's Al Sharpton. They all go to kiss his ring. This is a Jew hater who actually caused the death of a Jew in Crown Heights some years ago. Got away with it. The Democratic Party is sick. And, it better get healthy. I'm waiting for a voice in the Democratic Party who's going to denounce all this.
And for those of you who don't know, it's Mr. Horowitz's resume. He was a, I guess, a Ferreton would be a raging liberal back in the day.
I was never a liberal. I was a Marxist revolutionary. Okay. My parents were communists.
I stand corrected.
The only liberals in America today, by the way, do never call Democrats are not liberal at all. You know, they want to suppress the opposition. They demonize the opposition. They call you a racist so that nobody will listen to you. The only liberals in America are Republicans. They believe in two sides to a conversation. Now, our universities are one-party states.
When you look at that list, too, the top 10 neo-Nazi incidents on campus, I mean, some of the colleges you expect, like UCLA, UC Santa Cruz, Stanford, state of Minnesota is a complete loss when you think of things all the way through, but places like Penn State and Duke University and Penn State Menorah that was belonging to a Jewish fraternity, vandalized and stolen repeatedly.
There's no exception. And the reason is the faculties. They've purged conservatives. We have the biggest blacklist in the history of the country and universities against conservatives. So conservatives are as rare as unicorns. And these leftists, they have nobody to check them. And they're the ones who are spewing this hatred and of Israel. You know, and of course it comes under this diversity baloney that they sell. They don't want diversity. All they want is left-wing. You know, Muslims on the faculty, Arabs. That's how the universities get so bad. And the administrators are just, you know, they're cowards. You know, they don't want it. They can't stand up to their faculty. And actually, they've given it away. There's a thing it's called shared governance. They have a principle of shared governance in the universities. And the sharing goes this way. The administrators raise the money, and the faculty gets to decide what's taught. And so when the faculty decides that hateful things are taught, the administrators have to back them up because they have no authority. They've given up their authority over the curriculum.
And certainly if any pro-Israeli activity is promoted or tried to be presented by a student group, how fast are those shut down?
Well, here's their problem. Their problem is they're still raising money from the public. And the public aren't generally Jew-hating Nazis the way their professors are.
Yeah.
So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. And occasionally they'll do something right. I mean, they won't. There's so many things they do wrong, but they won't. They can't be seen to be persecuting the Jews yet. I mean, but all this is a timetable. I mean, I never thought I'd live to see the day that we'd have a terror caucus in the House composed of a Jew-hating and America-haters. Like, I mean, Tlaib, Cortez,
Omar,
Jay Rappel, Presley, there's a ton of them that came in the last election. And they're all supported by, and Pelosi puts this America-hating Muslim Brotherhood agent, Omar, on the Foreign Affairs Committee, where she recently said that America's committing atrocities on the border. I mean, this is bad stuff.
And I think, too, at least if you look at the latest report from the Anti-Defamation League, the growth of anti-Semitism acts being reported. I mean, New Jersey, for example, believe it or not, is the third highest state where anti-Semitic acts take place. And if you look at the growth of just around the Tree of Life synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh, that was when 11 were killed, 7 injured. Huge reports after the shooting took place, 66 days between the tragedy, the end of the year. New Jersey recorded 65 incidents. That's 76% more than the same period that previous year.
Yeah, and they won't show the black mobs beating up Jews. There are YouTubes where you can see it, but this is a big unreported thing, and it's it's no accident when you have, I mean, imagine Bill Clinton attending, an event with David Duke. That's never going to happen. But Farrakhan is as bad as Duke, and if not worse, because he has a big following, and Duke doesn't have any following hardly at all.
I want to give, we just have to wrap up here, but just with David's latest book, too, as far as because we're talking about anti-Semitism, David also takes on the movements against Christianity in America with his book, Dark Agenda. And you really point out just how history warned us of what was to come, and too many people just ignored that history. So
it's a war against America. All this stuff is.
Yeah.
When you're supporting Muslim terrorists, that's the enemies of America. I mean, they don't just hate Jews. It's America's the great Satan, and Israel is the little Satan. So America's in the crosshairs. And the war on Christians is also a war on America, because every principle we hold dear, equality, inclusion, tolerance, pluralism, they're all Christian ideas. This country was founded. 98% of the settlers and those who created America were Protestant Christians. And if you can't get this at school anymore because they banned religion from the schools except Islam. But that's, you can't understand where your freedoms come from if you don't understand that they came from Protestant Christians, and could only have come from Protestant Christians. I explain why in my book, Dark Agenda.
And certainly in addition to Dark Agenda, if you read the writings of our founding fathers, there's no question that they had faith as their foundation.
Well, yeah. And why do we have checks and balances? Because the Judeo-Christian Bible teaches that we're flawed human beings, that the root cause of social problems is not race or gender or, patriarchies. It's us. It's individuals of a capacity to lie, to cheat, to steal, to kill, to evil. Once you understand that, your whole view of politics will change. If you understand that, you're going to be on the right. And if you don't understand that and think like Cortez, all we need is martial law, we can take away everybody's gasoline car. It's so absurd. There must be 250 million gasoline-driven cars. You're going to confiscate them in a 10-year period. You have to have a police state. That's where these people are at. They want to force you to be good according to their lights, according to what they say. It is terrible.
Again, David's latest book is Dark Agenda, The War to Destroy Christian America. We've also linked to the article of the top 10 neo-Nazi incidents on American campuses, because unless trends change and voices rise up, there's going to be another 10, another 10, and then another 10. Horowitz, FreedomCenter.org, FrontPageMag.com. David Horowitz, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.